As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin plus PEA. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, and with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief soft gels. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. It's part two of our podcast on cocoa and the benefits of chocolate. Today, we're talking to Alan Frost, founder of Flava Naturals. They're a sponsor, full disclosure, but we deliberately sought them out because for a really long time, I've been saying to my media people, we really need to find and source a great source of this amazing functional food. There are so many studies. I keep talking about it here on Intelligent Medicine. But where can we find a reliable brand that delivers the benefits? You can go to a supermarket or you can go to a specialty store and you can get all kinds of high test cocoa, you know, 85%, 88%, 90%, 95%, even 100%. But do you know that the product is going to be delivering the full benefits of cocoa flavanols, which are based on scientific research? Well, today's guest, Alan Frost, has taken it as his mission to create a product that delivers on that promise. And so, Alan, thanks for joining us. Perhaps we can talk a little bit about the science that underlies the health benefits of cocoa.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. As much as I love and enjoy chocolate, I'm also I'm a bit of a geek when it comes to the data and the science. So, and the benefits of cocoa flavanols are just, they're so incredible and so surprising, and diverse. So yeah, let's get into it. That'd be great.
Okay. So first of all, there are the definite circulatory benefits, and that can affect heart, blood vessels. It can affect athletic performance. And, of course, the brain, because the brain, you know, depends on blood supply, oxygen supply. Anything we could do to boost that is going to benefit virtually all organ systems. So where's the scientific evidence for that?
Yeah, and as you said, that's really, you know, that's believed to be the mechanism of action for why flavanols benefit, you know, your cardio health, brain health, some skin benefits, et cetera. But it all starts with the with blood flow and circulation. So what flavanols do is they increase your nitric oxide levels, which in turn increase the flexibility of your arteries and vessels, as you know. And the data here is extremely strong, right? And there's no placebo effect when it comes to, you know, how elastic your arteries are. And there's several studies. And what you'll see with flavanols is 2 hours after you consume, say, you know, 500 to 900 milligrams of cocoa flavanols, you'll see an increase of about 25%, you know, across studies, in the elasticity of your arteries and vessels, which is important at any age, as you know, but it even becomes more important as we age and our arteries tend to become a little more inelastic. And the interesting thing is what you'll see is that, you know, you'll reach that peak of, say, 25% increase in the elasticity of your arteries and vessels about 2 hours after you consume 900 milligrams. Cocoa flavanols. About 5 or 6 hours later, it'll be mostly out of your body. But there's a there's sort of a mechanistic buildup that you see with flavanols. So if you consume the flavanols daily, a good example is, you know, for an average, say, 50-year-old, your arteries will expand or about 5 or 6%, when you're going up those stairs, right? Let's say you're going up those stairs, your muscles, your body needs oxygen and nutrients, your arteries expand about 6%. If 2 hours after you consume 900 milligrams of cocoa flavanols, that 6% is going to jump to about close to 8%. It's going to go back down. But if you consume flavanols on a daily basis, what happens over about a 3-week period, your new baseline is going to go from 6% to about 8.5%. And you'll always get the incremental benefit of that, of consuming it more acutely. So, you know, your new baseline is 8.5%. You consume your flavanols that day, and, you know, maybe that jumps, you know, to 9.5% for a few hours. But it's pretty substantial. You know, you're talking about, the long term, you're talking about a 30% increase in the elasticity of your arteries.
Well, as our listeners know, I consider my body kind of a science fair project for how can I defeat the ravages of aging and continue to perform at a high level athletically. And in addition to the brain benefits, the heart benefits, the circulatory benefits, it intrigues me that, and I have here a study in front of me, right in my wheelhouse, dark chocolate supplementation reduces the oxygen cost of moderate intensity cycling. And yeah, that's what I do a lot of. And I was pretty intrigued reading that study. That's from the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. And is this something that athletes and sports teams are beginning to realize and embrace?
Yeah, it's very interesting. So, you know, we're still, you know, I still consider us in the startup phase. And I think a lot of athletes have found us. So we haven't really, been very focused on that particular area. Although we're in the process of really, ramping up our focus on education for performance. And so a lot of athletes have found us, some cyclists, some runners, including some runners from, called our generation. If you remember Bill Rogers, Rod Dixon, mm-hmm. are huge fans of the product, and some cyclists as well. In fact, I'm a cyclist in training for a 200K this weekend.
Whoa.
This coming Sunday.
Wow.
And I always
props to you.
Have,
yeah.
Well, give me props when I finish it.
Okay.
But I load up with my flavanols. I have them every day, but I have them right before I go out cycling generally.
Mm-hmm. And so clearly that can provide you with a little bit of a performance edge, which especially with advancing years, we could all do well with. So there's circulatory benefits. Now, when it comes to
one more thing on that,
sure.
On that topic. So we're starting to put some more focus on, and I know you have some experience with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. So we're actually supporting a webinar for the sports nutrition group within the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, which is about 5,000 nutritionists next month. And the speaker for that will be Matt Darnell, who's a dietitian professor and also happens to be the dietitian for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to be, we're going to put a little more effort on that. Yeah.
Well, I can see some records being broken, in the NFL this year, if the teams begin to embrace this. So let's focus on, for those who are, some of our listeners are perhaps not champion athletes. They're always looking for that performance edge, but maybe their level of athleticism is a little bit more moderate. Let's talk about the cognitive benefits, because, you know, clearly this is an issue as our population ages. It's estimated there's going to be tens of millions of aging baby boomers who are suffering from cognitive decline, because we're keeping people alive, but then quality of life is obliterated when people don't have their cognitive faculties and experience dementia and Alzheimer's.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And that was, you know, again, that's the first study that got me interested in cocoflavanols, was that study out of Columbia. And there have been others too. And one of the key findings, you know, has been speed to memory recall. You know, a lot of times for all of us, right? You're like, what? I can't remember that name, or where did I, you know, leave my keys, etc. You know, it's not a panacea, but what it does, you know, according to these studies, is that it improves that speed, that average speed to memory recall. So it's there, right? And it's just how quickly can you, you know, can you process it? And the data is quite strong in that area. I think the only other area where the data may even be stronger is on the cardiovascular side. But the amount of studies and the quality of these studies, it's amazing to me, because again, you know, I come from a biotech background, and you know, I haven't seen many drugs studied as well as cocoflavanols are.
Well, interestingly, you know, we may derive some of our most beneficial therapies from nature, and you can't improve on it.
Yeah.
As much as they'd like to come up with some sort of patented drug that does what cocoflavanols do, you know, I'm sure they're working on it. But so far, they've come up empty. Another aspect to the brain effects of cocoa, clearly, is the effect on mood. 25 years ago, I was writing articles on a phenomenon called limerence. Limerence is a feeling of euphoria, kind of like the feeling you have when you're in love. And it turns out that cocoa delivers some of these bioactive compounds that have mood effects, things like and if I'm pronouncing it correctly, andamides and phenylethanolamine. These are compounds which have mood effects and mood elevating effects.
Yeah, no, you're right. And there's a few good studies there, and that's another area that you know, from my, you know, biotech background, but also in the world of supplements, you know, to be able to make a claim that something improves, you know, any form of health, you need a couple well-controlled studies. And mood is actually one of the areas where, with cocoflavanols, you can make a pretty convincing claim. You know, the other thing is, and it's related to mood, is there's a lot of good work showing that flavanols reduce cortisol levels, which you know, it's sometimes known as the stress hormone, which I think interrelates with all that.
Wow, so that's very profound. So it's not just that you know, people crave chocolate, and you know, part of it is tastes great, but part of it is it literally may be a brain food. It really may do something to delight people, not merely because it works on the taste buds.
Yeah, your body knows what it needs sometimes.
Indeed, and it's that there's a cannabinoid effect, it is said, of cocoa as well. So all these people taking CBD, okay, that's fine. But cocoa delivers a support to that endogenous cannabinoid system, the endocannabinoids.
No, that's interesting. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Okay. we actually have a CBD sponsor, and they keep mentioning that. I mean, if you want, like, you know, the full benefits of, you know, cannabinoids, okay, go for CBD. But cocoa has some of those attributes as well. All right. So switching gears, What about heart benefits? Is there any evidence that, it can any way reduce the progression towards cardiovascular disease? Does it have a good effect on lipids, or does it have a good effect on the arterial wall or pumping action of the heart? How does it seem to do its work?
Yeah, there's so much rich data with flavanols and cardiovascular disease and cardiovascular risk factors. So for years, there's a multitude of studies, great studies showing that, that flavanols can lower blood pressure slightly. They lower LDL. They lower your blood sugar. They improve insulin sensitivity. And a lot of that, it just makes sense when you think, again, go back to the mechanism of action, right? They're increasing the elasticity of your arteries. They're improving your endothelial function and really your ability to, and it all goes from there. A lot of these studies, there's so many great studies, showing these benefits, but, they ranged from, from a day to a week to 3 months, until very recently. Harvard has done a study, it's recently completed, and the first bit has just been published in the American Journal of Nutrition. The COSMOS study, and it's a study of 21,442 people.
Wow.
It's a five-year study of people taking daily cocoa flavanols. Hmm. In that particular study was 500 milligrams. So it was
hard to do a study like that. It's almost unprecedented to do a study on that many people consistently that long, get them to do the same thing day in, day out for 5 years. That's pretty profound.
It's incredible, and that's what you need, right? To because what Harvard wanted to do was that, so we've seen this the benefit on the cardiovascular risk factors, right? So on blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, but nobody was able to then say, okay, what does that mean? What's the impact on does that mean it's going to help prevent cardiovascular disease? And so Harvard wanted to demonstrate that in a placebo-controlled study. And the headline outcome out of the study was a remarkable 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. And this group, this was a 60-plus-year-old group. They chose an older group, slightly older group, because they wanted to demonstrate the full benefits, mm-hmm. And reach statistical significance. So, 27% reduction, and it even gets better. If you look at the people that just consume that self-reported to consume the flavanols on a daily basis, as was instructed in the study, in other words, so if you just look at the group that was compliant to the routine, that number jumped from 27% to 39%, which is truly outstanding. And the benefits were building year to year. So the last year was the most, that gap between, what you're seeing with the placebo group and the group that was consuming flavanols continued to increase over time, which is exactly, what you would like to see in a study like this.
Right. So you're following that trajectory. Imagine if you'd done it not for five, but for 8, 10, 15, 20 years, you might see some really astounding preventive benefits.
Really incredible. So it's pretty exciting, and it's a massive study. And what they also have a lot of what they call ancillary studies, because once they set this whole study up, they opened it up to other people and other institutions to say, oh, if you want to do a study with the same population that's already going to be taking, daily cocoa flavanols for this period of time, apply here, right? So Columbia has a study on cognitive function with 4,000 of these 21,000 people. That study has been completed and should be published very soon. There's another one on performance. There's one on biological aging. the data coming out of here is like, it's just the, what I tell people is it, we've only seen the tip of the iceberg because there's going to be so much great data flowing out of this study. And I had the privilege of meeting with the lead investigator, Howard Sesso, a few weeks ago in Boston. And he's incredibly excited about what's coming out. And actually, he's going to do a presentation for us as well with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, just focused on the cardio benefits.
Wow, that's really profound. Now, there's some ancillary benefits to cocoa flavanols, which came up in some studies. So perhaps unanticipated cosmetic benefits. And, you know, that may seem superficial or trivial, but it's an important consideration. So what does the research say about skin benefits?
Yeah, there's some, it's not like cardio, the cardio data where I can point you to 10 great studies. You know, there's a handful. It makes sense because you're improving circulation to the skin. The data that I've seen, shows a improvement in skin protection from the sun, and as well as some cosmetic benefits in terms of your skin's not quite as rough. It's smoother with flavanols. It's funny. There is a product in Europe. The name escapes me, but there's a product in Europe. And it's a little piece of chocolate. It doesn't quite have the flavanols that you need, in my opinion. But they're specifically marketing it as a skin product and as a derm product.
Well, maybe that's why French women have such nice skin. Who knows? Okay.
So, that's it. Yeah.
So another aspect of this is, a lot of people can say, okay, well, you talk about chocolate, but I'm overweight and I'm suffering from pre-diabetes or borderline blood sugar or outright type 2 diabetes. And my doctor wants me to lose weight. So can I use these products? What's the workaround for somebody who is desirous of incorporating this as part of a healthy program that doesn't preclude weight loss, doesn't add a lot of calories?
Yeah. So, the first thing, if somebody truly has, diabetes, the first thing I would say is listen, we've got different products. And, if you're not looking to include any incremental sugar in your diet, I would recommend you go with start with the cocoa powder. That said, our other products are low in sugar, so it depends kind of where you fall on that spectrum. Mm-hmm. There is some data, as you probably have seen, that suggests that cocoa is actually a bit of an appetite suppressant. So, it gives you that satiated feel, comfort, it's possible you won't eat more. There are studies showing that people that eat chocolate every day are no heavier and maybe even a little bit lighter. But these are tough studies to interpret, as because that's mm-hmm. not a placebo-controlled trial.
The quality of the chocolate that they eat in these studies probably varies all over the map. So if they survey the population and say, well, who's eating chocolate? And let's see what the effect is on your weight. Well, maybe they're eating Snickers bars and, not high test,
exactly.
Very low carbohydrate, pure cocoa powder.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, we offer a variety of products and, ranging from the cocoa powder that only has 30, 35 calories, if that's something that, if that's a critical concern for you, that's still a delicious way to get those flavanols and incorporate it into your daily routine.
Great. Well, let's just review in conclusion, your product lineup. So let's talk about the bars. You've got three different types of bars, describe them, and then you've got a couple of different cold brews, which are delicious. And then you got the high-test Flava Mix, the performance cocoa powder that's unsweetened, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And they all have between 500 milligrams and 900 milligrams of cocoa flavanols per day, which if you look at the studies, is really the range that you see, you know, the successful, especially the cardiovascular and the cognitive studies. That's really where you're seeing the benefit of cocoa flavanols.
Indeed. Well, okay, but going forward, this is going to be my chocolate choice, and I'll be secure in the knowledge that not only does it taste delicious, but it's doing something healthy for my body. And so I'm going to be an inveterate user of Flavanaturals, and I urge our listeners to check into it. So several resources. You got their website, which is flavanaturals.com. We've got an article at drhoffman.com on cocoa flavanols. We feature it this month, and you can just go to drhoffman.com and click on the box that depicts Flavanaturals. And you've got recipes, flavanaturals.com/recipes for how to incorporate the Flavamix Performance Cocoa Powder into your diet. Some ingenious recipes there that you know, may take the edge off pure cocoa powder, which, I mean, if you're hardcore, you know, you may want to snort it, but it's probably best to mix it with food.
I hear they do that in Europe sometimes.
Oh, they do. Well, look, you know, there's some biohackers. They'll do anything. You know, they'll do, you know, you know, they'll do cold ice water immersion and, you know, 20 hours of intermittent fasting and, you know, whatever. But we don't want to make it an ordeal. We want to make it pleasurable and enjoyable. And that's really what your mission statement is with Flavanaturals. So great job. You know, welcome to our roster of great sponsors. And I hope we get the word out to our listeners to try your products. They're great.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be a partner. It's a privilege to be a partner and in such great company. And yeah, enjoy it. I mean, it's, you know, I know we talked a lot about the science, but actually, you know, all the products are delicious. You know, our beans, I guess I'll reveal a secret. They come from Ecuador, which, you know, not only has some of the highest flavanol beans, but actually some of the best tasting and award-winning chocolate in the world.
Great stuff. Well, thank you so much for joining us. That was Alan Frost, founder of Flava Naturals. Their website, Flava, F-L-A-V-A, naturals.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.